you.
Time for the Block Test Radio.
Batman is playing Galaga. Probably didn't notice. But we did.
Another visitor.
Saturday night, 7 o'clock. You know what time it is, kids. It's time for Leave Luck to Us Radio with your host, me, Von Kaiser, the German Sub Machine Man.
Vanilla Assassin.
With building.
Not too much, not too much.
Excellent, excellent. That's why I like to hear every Saturday 7. Come on, we talk vegan, dairy, and nerding.
Yes. All right. Yes.
And, what's the date today? The 21st?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. And who do we have over here?
The Sandman.
Sandman, of course, rounding out the top three. All right, so PSA, because this is a community radio station, and that's what we do. We serve the community here.
Yes.
Yes, so Sunday's unlocked. Sunday, September
22nd. Wait, hang on. Where are you, three? You're three?
Yeah.
Or two?
What?
You were going through.
All right. Anyway, it's me. It's Von Kaiser, and we are doing a little public service announcement. Sunday's unlocked. Sunday, September 22nd. That's tomorrow, 10 to 5, Lock Street. I've been there many times. Like, for Sunday's Unlocked, if you go, the whole street's closed. And, you know, it's shopping, patios, live music, entertainment, artisans. Artisans.
Artisans.
Artisans are there. Great food and family fun. You like that. So come check out the final. It's the final one, too, of the season. So come check it out and enjoy seeing some of what Hamilton has to offer.
There you go.
All right. Excellent. All right. And, oh, goodness me. Who's over there? Oh. Yeah, no, turn four down, because he's always hot. There you go. Yeah, oh, sorry, it's me, it's Uncle Kaiser, I'm, Uncle Kaiser.
Uncle Kaiser?
Yeah. So, you got every week, someone writes in, and, what are they writing about this week?
Barney B.
Yeah, Barney B. From where is he from?
From Peterborough, Ontario.
From Peterborough.
Peterborough.
Yeah. Wants to know about...
Yeah, what?
Hawaiian pizza.
Okay. Oh, very nice.
Actually, okay, I can. Yeah, all right, Hawaiian pizza. That's the thing, because I never get to see what someone wrote in about, so it's always a surprise to me. Today, maybe even more so. Hawaiian pizza, invented in Canada, in Ontario, northern Ontario, and I think his name was Sam, and he decided to put some pineapple chunks onto a pizza, and created a bit of a controversy when he did it, but one of my favorite pies. I love pineapple pizza. I have it with ham, or you can have it with bacon, I suppose. But Hawaii, they eat a lot of pork, so it makes sense, right?
Yes.
What are your thoughts on pineapple pizza?
Yeah, Sandman, how do you feel about pineapple pizza?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It feels fantastic. About it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, why feels fantastic.
The reason I like it is it gives a little bit of, like, a little juiciness to the pizza. It gives a little bit of that.
Oh, exactly.
I don't like dry pizza, so you get the nice sauce, and you get that. A little bit of sweet and tartness from the pineapple, a juiciness.
Sandman,
but you gotta have a little onion on there too.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, anyway,
no, wait, that one I've never heard of.
Does it not come with onion? What's on it exactly?
Ham and pineapple.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
It doesn't come with onion.
No.
Wow, just that. Okay.
No.
So ham and pineapple makes it a Hawaiian pizza.
I really don't know what all the controversy is at this point because so many people, you know, I feel like it's long debated, I mean long settled, that it is a classic pizza. Like, there's you know, name some other classic pizzas. I don't know.
Yeah, there's Barney B wasn't disputing Hawaiian saying pizza. Is it
oh no, I know,
he just wanted to know about it.
Well, it's the main talking point when you talk about
I don't think Barney
Hawaiian.
B from Peterborough knew what a Hawaiian pizza exactly he needed.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh,
that's what it was.
Just a regular pie, just has a pineapple on it, that's all.
And it doesn't matter about all the controversy because it's all part of the menus now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in already.
Settled.
It doesn't matter.
The science is settled.
It's a moot point.
Hawaiian pizza is delicious. The end. All right. So, it's me again. It's Von Kaiser. We made the switch so seamlessly you didn't even notice. And I have a big...
You have a big what?
Bit of news. Bit of news. I was informed that this week is... it's the Toy Hall of Fame Part 1. We always do this in two parts.
It's great.
Because we do the nominees.
Is it that time already?
It is.
Yeah.
And then...
We just did this.
Well, I know. It seems that way. But
wow.
And then after they come up with the winners, we check our, you know, our predictions.
You know what it is? Yeah. And you know what it's like? It's like after a war.
Yeah.
Where you go into cleanup.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything was. So we go in there. We do a synopsis.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie Fury?
Yes.
Remember the start when he's in the battlefield and he's cleaning up. He's cleaning
that's
up.
That's right.
Yeah, he's walking around. He's shooting horses. Yeah. He's shooting droids.
There might be live stuff. Yeah. A little shot there. Just stuff. Make sure.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We're going in.
Tanks, we're pushing them out of the way. That's all.
Yeah. We're all wrapping everything up.
So everyone has to make their predictions, and then we will see who had the best score in November. So the results will be November.
Okay? Oh, boy.
I know. All right, so let's get started. I gave you a list. It's your ballot, and I gave you a little bit of flavor text there. And I'll just read them out. Why not? Because some people may not know what some of these are. Or maybe you do, but maybe you want to know more. Okay?
Yeah.
So, first nominee, Apples to Apples. From its debut in 1999, Apples to Apples was a commercial success and reshaped the field of party games. I did have played this game, and I'm trying to remember how. The write-up says, by encouraging a group to offer creative or provocative answers to the questions posed by the player acting as a judge, Apples to Apples prompts a lively and humor-filled exchange. Hilarity ensued. That can supercharge any gathering of friends, family. It's 25 years old and influenced many other games.
Yeah.
Apples to Apples, like I said, I have played it. It's just a little party game. Yeah, it's true. It's good with the family. You got it all together. And I literally don't remember how you play it, though.
Yeah.
I really don't. But
I know about it.
To me, this is not even close to Hall of Fame material. It's like that's a joke, putting that on the list.
Honestly, I feel the same way.
I'm going to predict no for Hall of Fame.
Oh, I definitely predict no.
Yeah?
All right.
You're angry.
I'm surprised why it's on.
Yeah, you're angry about it. Here, let me get. What's the assassin predicting? Apples to apples.
I'm surprised at
he's
that.
He's the contrarian. He may say yes, but
well, about 5 years ago, I bought one from Black Knight, a box.
Oh.
And but yeah, no, it's a no for me.
That's a no.
I never actually played. I got around to playing. I bought it for somebody. I can't remember who, but I never actually got around to giving it to the person. I don't know where it is now.
The box looked pretty cool, but I mean.
Yeah. It's not yet. Maybe in like 50 years or something.
There you go. Yeah. I agree with that.
It's too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon for apples to apples. Who cares? Yeah. Now here, this one. This is what we're talking about here. This is the kind of quality they're looking for.
Yeah.
Balloons. So, look, I'm not even going to read their flavor text because. You want to read it?
No. It's just
because it's a balloon.
Balloons are awesome.
There's a water balloon. Right?
It's versatile.
You can tie a ribbon to the balloon.
Yeah.
You can put it on a string.
Yeah.
Right? You like to do that. You like to put a balloon on a string.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you pull it around. You draw a face on a balloon.
Exactly. Right? That's what I was just going to say with some permanent marker.
You learn to shave on a balloon. Right?
That's the right. School, yeah. The straight edge.
Straight edge.
Yeah.
You can scare people with it by popping it.
You can. Exactly. Yes.
You can make farting noise.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can make a flat... You can make a fly around really fast.
Yes, that's a good one.
You can make a float off into the sky.
I like that. You have 99 red balloons.
99 red balloons, yeah.
You can make it change your voice.
Yes, with helium, yeah.
Yeah, once you add the helium, it puts a whole new...
I'll tell you one thing I did once.
Thing on it.
You can put a balloon into a balloon.
You can.
Yeah.
I was on Herkimer Street, and I had a helium balloon.
Mm.
And I took a little Kinder Egg, the little yellow capsule.
Yeah.
And I put a little note in there, and I tied it to the end of the
balloon. And you let it go.
And I let it go.
Awesome.
And I said, if you find this note, call me.
No way. Worked. Did you ever get a call?
Yeah, 2 weeks later, I got
a call.
No
way!
Hi, Von Kaiser there? Yeah. It's me. I was like only 13 or 14.
Right? Wow.
Yes.
Did they say where they were from?
Yes, I found your balloon.
Nice.
I thought it was very interesting, a very interesting experiment, so I have
to call. I'm on Aberdeen Street.
Awesome. Yeah. Where were they?
Calling from Queen. It's a block away. Okay.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised.
It went from Kent to...
I thought it was going to be like Egypt or something.
Yeah, I know. I really did. As a kid.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to go into the stratosphere.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was going to make it over to Europe.
Some Martian from Mars.
I thought I was going to get a call. Bonjour, je m'appelle François. Ballon.
Dans les ballons.
Right. But no, it didn't really... But to me, balloons is such a solid yes that if it doesn't get in, I will never do this show again.
Yeah, it'll be travesty.
How could it not? It would be a travesty.
A travesty.
It would be an absolute travesty.
Do you want it to balloons. Get in or to win?
Well, because there's going to be like six things that get inducted.
Oh, is it six? Oh,
yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was
No. It's something like that. Yeah, there's going to be more than one winner, yeah.
You know what, though?
That's why it's got to make it in, yeah.
The other thing we forgot to mention about the balloon, which is cool, is you got to rub it on your hair.
Oh, there you go. Static
it electricity. Static, and then it just sticks to you or sticks to the wall.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, one more thing, too. Ghosts really love to play around with balloons.
True,
yeah.
That's so right. much you can do with balloons. But we just glossed over it, but water balloons, honestly, are like a whole toy on their, on their own.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Who doesn't love water balloons?
Yes.
You know what I mean? All right, this one I think was on last year's thing. It was, right?
It was on it, exactly. Yeah,
and didn't make it, obviously, but it's up for another one. I'm looking at the, you know what? Okay, last year I said no. Oh, sorry, I should say what it is. It's Choose Your Own Adventure game books. So, you know, these are the books popular in the 80s and 90s. It's like a role-playing game in a book. You just, you know, if you want to do this, turn to page this page. If you want to do that, turn to that page, right? And last year I said no, because it's not a toy, and this is the Toy Hall of Fame. To me, it's at most, it's a game, but a game is not a toy. You know what I mean? It's not even really a game. It's an activity.
Definitely first pick for Book Hall of Fame.
Yes. Book Hall of Fame, it's got to make it.
That's a good call, Assassin.
Yeah, very good. What are you saying, Assassin, officially?
No.
No.
Same reasons as you.
Oh, you know what? We should do this. I'm going to say, will it get in? Or do I want it to get in? No. No, we're just doing will it. Will it.
That's right. No. Yeah.
I would actually...
I don't want it to get in, and it won't get in.
No, I don't view it as a toy. I view it more like, even closer to like a computer game. Like
True.
Like a software game,
Here's one I'm totally unfamiliar with, but it was nominated, but it's Hess Toy Trucks. So this one I will read it. So it says, since 1964, Hess Toy Trucks have signaled the beginning of the holiday season, obviously in the States, I guess.
Yeah, they're German trucks.
Oh, so, yeah, it makes sense, Hess. For many, the trucks and their iconic TV jingle evoke memories of times past and the fun of playing with complex battery-powered toys. So, I guess they're just realistic trucks. Kids like them, collectors like them.
Kids in Heidelberg loved them.
There you go.
Yeah.
And apparently they had a jingle that says the Hess truck's back and it's better than ever. Mm. I've never heard of it. That to me means what's it, man? We're putting on over there. That's a no. That's a no for me too. Even if they're the best trucks in the world, I just don't want them on there. I don't like it. I don't care for Hess trucks. It's too specific.
Too
specific.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's not too specific.
Don't care. But,
I mean, not really, because I would ahead of Hess trucks, I put Tonka. Tonka trucks.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, Tonka, definitely.
Yeah.
Tonka.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tonka.
All right, so Hess Toy Trucks, boo to you. I was saying boo earns. Excuse me. All right, this, I believe, was also on last year's list. I could be wrong, but My Little Pony. Everyone knows My Little Pony. They're little ponies. And then they made a big comeback, right? And, I don't know. I'm on the fence.
I say no.
I think it's going to get in. But remember, we're predicting whether it will or not. I'm going to say it is getting in this year, because I think it was on last year, and I think it didn't make it. So
I'm giving it a yes.
Yeah.
And especially if Cabbage Patch is in, these guys, My Little Pony should be in. They're iconic.
No, that's true.
Everybody knows My Little Pony.
No, I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
I'm actually cheering for them.
There's a lot of like card games this year on this. Because here's one.
I used to braid them.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
I used to comb their hair.
That's nice. Yeah. That's nice. I like that.
Which color My Little Pony do you remember?
Baby blue.
I remember purple, like lilac.
Me too.
Yeah.
I remember the lilac too. The purple one?
Yeah, purple.
Yeah. But baby blue, I do remember that you mentioned that.
What about Care Bears? Are they in? Care Bears.
Care Bears, did they make it last year? I think they might have. I'm assuming they did because they're on this list. I'm almost positive I saw them on a previous list, so I'm sure they got in and they Human. Phase 10. Now, I've seen this everywhere in toy stores, Toys R Us, like all kinds of stores. I've never played it. I've not. It's like a rummy style game, apparently. And what does it say? But wow, it says it's one of the best selling games of all time, just after Uno. But Sandman is giving Phase 10 a drop kick. He's giving an elbow drop, just like Ric Flair. He's had enough. of Phase 10. That's exactly how I feel. If I went to the Toy Hall of Fame
and I saw Phase 10
to the display and I saw Phase 10, I'd be very disappointed.
Yeah.
Very disappointed.
Me too.
So,
me too.
All right. Now, here's
Assassin,
one,
what do you think?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Assassin, what do you think?
Look, why would you put Phase 10 there instead of, like, Go Fish? Go Fish would be a better pick. Yeah. For that, like,
sure. And who picked these? Who picked these? Like, this, I don't know. How did it get on the list?
Gamers.
Well, I'll dial back one for My Little Pony. It gets a big vote from super fan Crystal. Crystal just said she wants My Little Pony in. So I'll call the museum. I'll see what I can do.
There you go.
I'll pull some strings.
I mean, put My Little Pony. That they are good. I just don't think it's going to make it.
Oh, you put no for My Little Pony?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. I think My Little Pony.
I thought you did too.
This is
no, I put yes. Okay. I put yes.
My Little Pony's on for the first time.
Yeah, you're a brony.
Was it on the first time?
I'm not a brony.
Was this the first
delete
time?
Delete that immediately. Delete that.
Is this
no, I think it's the second.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Why? You want to change it?
It's almost like the hockey player at the Hall of Fame on the third ballot.
Yeah, I know, the ballot.
The third ballot. Yeah, I think it'll be next year.
Okay.
But that's my guess.
All right, I like it. All right, now here's a big one, Pokemon trading cards. So the Pokemon card game. The video game came out first, obviously, and or did it? Wait, now I'm speaking with authority, but I actually don't know. But I'm saying it did. Let's see, 64 billion cards produced, so that's like 300 trillion trees torn down and thrown into furnaces so that nerds can play Pokemon. Also known as Pokemans. That's how I say it. That's the actual pronunciation, Pokemans. Just say it right, okay? It came out in 96, and it's anime enthusiasts and manga readers, or manga, however you say
Pokemon.
It. Love Pokemans.
Pokemans.
It is the trading card game.
Manga.
Manga. It probably will make it in, but I am saying, does it deserve it? My vote is no.
But it's thinking if it's going to get. I think it's going to get in.
Yeah.
But I don't think. I think maybe next. It did have a huge effect. It did have one of those transformational effects on stuff.
No, I get it. But it came out in 96. Magic had already come out 3 years earlier. So what are you going to do? Put Magic and then Pokemon and then Yu-Gi-Oh and then put every card game in? Like, enough is enough. I'm saying no.
Yeah.
No, I think they should be in it, but not yet. It's too soon. I say give it another 20 years for them.
Okay, that's also true again. That's another one. Because remember some of the ones that are in there? Sand, ball, balloon, right? Like, these are old toys, right?
Yeah.
Cardboard box. Like, you need to have a little bit of, wisdom before you can make it in, right?
Like, Pokey still, it still seems too fresh.
I agree.
To be in a Hall of Fame.
I agree. I'm going to skip the next one. I'm going to go to Sequence, just because I want to get this one off my list, because I hate this one too. Let's see here. It's some sort of card game. I've seen it, and I've seen the packaging. I don't know why this is on here. I really don't. I don't like this. It's not a toy. Like, what's your favorite toy? Sequence. No. I'm saying no to Sequence. Oh, yeah. Sandman's giving it. Yeah, clothesline. That's it. He clotheslined it right out of the ring.
We don't need that in here.
Yeah, because that's what this is like. It's like
it's wasting Royal the space for it, some better, more eligible.
Well, that's why I want. Look, it's gone now. So now we can enjoy the last four.
If it was a sequence,
and sure, those are awesome. The other four are really good.
What do you say?
If it was a sequence outfit, then yeah, maybe.
Sequence outfit. I don't understand what the reference. What is that? This is a sequence outfit.
Don't worry.
Oh, okay. All right, I won't. All right. Here's one I have thoughts about. I have thoughts about all of them, but let's see. Remote-controlled RC vehicles.
Wait, why did you skip that and then go right back to it? Like, I thought it was
because I want sequence. No, I wanted to get. I wanted
get rid of sequence.
Have you ever? Yeah, like, have you ever had a meal and you got some sides and you have your least favorite side and you eat that one first, so that's off the plate and now you can just enjoy your meal.
Oh, you always have to eat the less popular
side first.
Yeah.
First and then, so
it's yeah, that's why I eat the burger first and wait for the fries last. Yeah.
Most
fries
people
are better than the burger.
Well, that's why I did sequence, so it's off. Now we only have four delicious things left.
Okay. So that's cool. Yeah.
So RC vehicles, come on, who doesn't love an RC car, especially when you're a kid? It is an awesome toy.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
I like RC.
They're super fun. I do think it's general enough that it does deserve a spot in the Toy Hall of Fame. Like, an RC car, There's even RC car video games. Remember RC Racer? Pro-Am.
RC
yeah.
Pro-Am.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It should be the kind of toy. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about toys. I'm talking about RC cars.
That's right.
That's a toy. Hey, what's your favorite toy? RC vehicles. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be upset if it was in.
Me neither. Me neither.
Yeah.
I would understand it.
Yeah. Are drones related to RC?
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Now, that's
would that be in the same family?
Hmm. That would be the next kind of iteration. Yeah,
because it does say vehicles, but then in the flavor text it says model cars, so I don't know.
No, I'm just curious if they're in the same family. Interesting. I'm not saying like, oh
yeah,
we should put drones in. I'm just wondering about this.
Like, no, curious. I get it.
Like, are they of the same genus?
Yeah, I think so. It is a vehicle. But I think you're right. I don't think it's a toy for kids.
You know what? I think the drones would be a little different. Yeah. I think the drones would be on their own because it's kind of air.
No. I'm not asking if drones are a toy that should make it into the Hall of Fame. I'm just wondering, like, aside from this, are they in the same family as RC?
They are.
Absolutely.
They are.
Yeah, absolutely. In a most general way, yeah.
They've got some distant connections. Absolutely. The gene pool. They came from the same gene pool.
Yeah, they're on the same branch of on That's the right. tree of life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Here's a good one. If you remember, 1 year Stick made it in. Just Stick, which was, remember we did a show where we rated all the winner, like all the ones that made it in, right? And Stick was high up.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
well,
this is a little different, but you can use a stick. But Stick Horse or Hobby Horse is a stick with a horse head. You got to have the horse head. That's the difference.
That's
the difference.
Yeah. I think for me, this one is right behind Balloon and is well deserving.
Agreed.
Balloon is still better, but
agreed.
The Stick Horse is just so awesome.
I'm giving Hobby Horse a strong yes. That has to be in the Hall of Fame.
I think it will be. That has it to should. Be.
You can just see it in the glass case there, Hobby Horse.
Yeah.
What do you say, Assassin, on Hobby Horse?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I see it's on par with a Balloon.
Yeah, and it's right up there. Yeah,
yeah.
We're at the point in time where it should be in the Hall.
Exactly. It's long overdue.
It is long overdue.
Long overdue.
Have you ever seen this? We are like we're voting on the Baseball Hall of Fame. Yeah, like, no, exactly. It's long overdue for him.
Yeah.
He's got to get in.
He suffered
long enough. Yeah.
This is the last opportunity before he's ineligible.
Yeah. It's like Pete Rose. He cheated, but I really wish he could get in. But it's the Hobby Horse. Have you ever seen the Hobby Horse World Championships? Like, it's.
Oh, they got
almost exclusively women, I believe. Yeah, but they jump. Yeah. They have their hobby horse.
Yeah,
and they go over an obstacle course, and they're jumping like high. They're real athletes. It's impressive. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's very impressive. All right, we got two left here. I'm gonna go. We'll just go in order. So, I never knew this, but I guess the trampoline, which is our next nominee, isn't that old. It was only. It's not even 100 years old yet. It was first built on March 6, 1945. George Nissen. He called it a tumbling device, and then he trademarked the name trampoline, based on a Spanish word for diving board. And it's true, there are trampoline parks, there's trampoline in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And on that alone, I'm going to say no, because if it's in the Olympics, how is it a toy? I don't understand.
And yes.
You're yes. Okay, that's good. No, I like it. I love trampoline. I love it.
I think they should be in.
Is it a toy, though? I don't know. It's like more like exercise equipment.
But yeah, it's become, it's kind of mutated into that. Initially, it was just for fun.
Yeah, I suppose.
And then now it's like you can exercise on it.
Yeah. What do you say, Assassin? Trampoline.
Yeah, definitely, yes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, kids use it mostly now.
I guess.
Other than those sports stuff, a lot of kids love that.
I don't know. I'm a trampoline fan.
It's been around for a long time.
I loved Trampoline Day in grade school. Remember? They bring out the trampoline?
No.
Yeah, you do. They bring it out in the gym. And then we had to set it up. Remember, we folded out, and then everyone had to put their arms on like this so they would protect them.
I don't think I was there at that point.
No, we didn't have. We never had trampoline.
We had a parachute.
We had that. But we had a trampoline, too. It was massive, and they would wheel it out once a month, maybe.
That's
and they would unfold it. It was huge.
Yeah.
And then everyone got a chance. But all the other kids, they had, you know, like how the springs are on the side?
Yeah.
So everyone had to put their arms out like this. I guess so if the kid falls, he'll fall on your arm instead of instead of going through the springs, right?
Exactly.
But
it's very easy to lose.
But it was fun. I loved trampoline. But again, that, to me, it's not a toy. I don't know. To me, a trampoline is also full size. I don't like those little mini trampolines. The only mini trampoline I ever liked was on an episode of A-Team when Faceman was running through a yard and there was a high fence coming up. And he had to...
Oh, yeah. And he then just jumped in one motion.
Well, what happened was...
No?
No, what happened was the A-Team van was parked on the other side of the fence. And then Faceman was like, guys, the trampoline. And then BA took a little mini trampoline this big, threw it over the fence, right in his line of, and it landed the right way up, right in his line of running. Like, I don't, how did he know? Because you couldn't see him. He's behind the fence. And then Faceman just jumped right on it.
Yeah,
perfect timing, like exact timing, and jumped over the fence and drove away.
Did it have the iconic 80s sound of the jump? You know that noise?
That is the jump noise.
Yeah, the noise. You always had this like
little known fact is that that's where Shaun of the Dead got that scene where he's jumping over the fence. Remember that?
Oh,
and then he bumps and knocks it over.
Yeah.
That is a good one. That is a good
one. That is good.
I love it. All right. And then this one was also on last year's list. And it's Transformers. It's iconic because last year He-Man got on. Remember that? He-Man got on. And I guess it beat out Transformers. So is it Transformers year? For me, it's an absolute yes. It's got to be in
same
there.
For me. Yeah, I love Transformers.
Yeah,
Transformers. I had a bunch of Transformers growing up.
It's one of the best, you know, especially 80s toys. Although I know what our thoughts are. It's heavy on 80s toys, right?
Yeah.
Because every year they're putting 80s toys in. Of course, 80s is the best decade for toys, but...
But eventually, as time goes on, it'll be the 90s, 2000s.
That's right. It'll move up,
I'm just wondering what those toys are, though, because do they even make toys anymore? Or do they just make apps?
That's the thing. Well, they have to stop.
I think they're just apps today.
Well, maybe they'll have to get into things like the Chestnut.
The Chestnut. Oh, Conkers. Conkers. Yeah, I love that.
Chestnut.
So that's great. Now, that is a Chestnut a toy, though?
Oh, I remember we used to take we used to get bags of chestnuts.
Oh, yeah.
And in the backyard, we had a big wall.
Kingers and Conkers,
And we just threw it up. We practiced baseball.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Oh, it was great. And then depending on how high on the wall you hit, you could have single, double.
Oh, I love it.
The ground ball. And then if it went over, you got a home run.
Chestnuts.
Beautiful.
You can't go wrong with a bunch of chestnuts.
Yeah.
I love it. I love
squirrels, Squirrels loved us and adored us for bringing them in.
Yeah, definitely. I remember I dropped my chestnuts once.
Did you?
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. All right. So I got everything tallied up. So
thanks for asking me about my Transformers.
Oh, yeah. You didn't even say.
Forget it. I guess
you don't know. Oh, yes,
tell us.
No.
I mean, look. I got it right here.
No, I'm offended.
Just tell me. What is it?
No, the listeners are not going to know now.
He's going to say yes. I'm going to look. I'm sorry. He said no? Oh, no. Wait. He said yes. He said yes.
If Pony
he
makes
said yes
it in,
to the dress.
If
he
Pony yes makes it dress. In, then Transformers should make it in. Don't you have to pick six?
No, we're just...
I picked six. I did pick six. I made sure.
I don't think Von Kaiser...
I see what you understand. I see what you understand. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because I should have known.
Most people don't.
I picked six.
I did not. I just took each one as it was. And then I'm going to be wrong. You're right. I could be wrong disproportionately...
Yeah,
to the amount I'm right, but because I didn't count, but I don't really care. I just, I guess I really was answering, does it deserve it? But you're right. The question is, will it get in?
I tried. I thought of both. Yeah. Does it deserve it? No. But also thinking what would be in.
So knowing that, would you put trampoline in or no? If you had
were you actually six. Counting? Are you saying only five?
I counted six on mine. I did six.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Yeah, I counted six.
You guys
six.
Did that?
Yeah, because...
one, two, because
they're only going to let six, since we want to see if the
four.
Ones we picked.
I got four or five, you're right.
You got two.
So you can put one in. You can put another one in if you think. You can change one if you want. Because just to say, even put it beside it, that's just to make...
I'm going
to
say trampoline.
Oh, nice.
I guess. Only because A-Team used it.
When are the results coming
November,
out?
But I'll bring these back.
Nice.
I'll bring these back, and we'll see what happens.
I do like this one. I do like it's the Toy Hall of Fame.
I know. It's one of our best shows.
It's like the Cats.
It's exciting. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Jingle Cats. The Jingle Cats.
And we do the Toy Hall of Fame.
Toy Hall of Fame.
So we are wrapping up. We'll be back next Saturday at 7. If you missed this episode, you can catch it on cfmu.ca. Just download the episode there. You can download a bunch of different episodes. When we came in, it looked like there was some dead air, so sorry about that. It wasn't us. We just showed up. And anyway, we're going to make sure there's something running after us. I can't really address it, but I'm just letting anyone know out there who's listening or wondering. And it looks like it was a technical issue, so... That's it for me. Von Kaiser, the German Steel Machine. We are Leave Luck to Us. And from?
Vanilla Assassin.
And?
The Sandman.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
escuchando su programa latinoamericano en el 93.3 FM de Ciudad.
Hosti Radio dla Polskiej Społeczności.
Tokalitro plama singinotita ine to radiofono.
Tbora Marifi Radio der Ishtomai Shuma.
Nauja Jepe Briashta Radio Hamiltone, CFM UFM, Divinization 3 Kablavis 3.
Putoha, Maiha, Tisan, Bienfuning Dun. Sechu Gombo de Sisan.
Neteni, Hai Getroni Radio Jam. Verasa Manelov, Radion, Sesh.
CFM. Radio Uira de Final 1.
Hubog ng panibagong programang radio sa inyong komunidad.
Ridefinando la radio nella vostra comunità.
Redefinindo radio na sua comunità.
CFMU, redefining radio in your community.
Hello, once more. You tuned into 93.3 CFMU.